Spain is a sports powerhouse on a roll. First, tennis hotshot Rafael Nadal won at Wimbledon. Then Spain took soccer's World Cup. And today, cyclist Alberto Contador claimed his third Tour de France title. He's targeting the 7 titles won by Lance Armstrong. Armstrong finished 23rd this year and says he'll retire. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
For the third time, Spanish rider Alberto Contador stood at the top of the Tour de France podium and savored his victory. As the Spanish national anthem rang out over a Champs-Élysées packed with fans, the 27-year-old cyclist raised his arms in triumph. Contador and the other 169 riders just spent 3 weeks cycling more than 2,000 miles, but they still had enough gas in them for a final sprint to the finish line. British cyclist Mark Cavendish won the final stage, but the day was clearly a Spanish one. Juan Carlos Perez traveled from Madrid with his wife and 3 children.
You got your Armstrong with the 7 times, and we got Contador. He's going to beat Armstrong. This guy is going to make 8 or 9 Tour de France. Wait and see. Viva España!
The Champs-Élysées was also mobbed with fans from the tiny nation of Luxembourg who turned out to support Andy Schleck. Schleck was only 39 seconds behind Contador after nearly 92 hours in the saddle. That's the 5th smallest margin of victory in Tour history. Luxembourgers Joël Til, Susan Gleiss, and Guy Hamel say they're not disappointed in Schleck.
No. He may win many Tour de France in the coming years.
But he's only 25 years old, so he can win in the future. Because it's the second time that he is the second here.
Next year, it's his turn.
At times, it was as if Schleck and Contador were joined by an invisible rubber band. The tour route changes every year, and many say this year's was one of the hardest. There were more mountain stages, perilous cobblestones, and the weather was hotter than usual. Yet neither rider could shake the other. Far behind was Lance Armstrong, who lost any chance of winning after taking 3 spills in the first alpine stage. But he stayed in the race to support his team, Radio Shack, which placed first out of the 22 teams with the best cumulative score for its 9 riders. Sports announcers paid tribute to Armstrong today, and Armstrong himself said he never felt the love of fans like he did this year. Even though he rode under the cloud of a doping investigation underway in the U.S., Armstrong seemed to enjoy the roads of France and slowed down to engage with supporters. Frenchman Giselin Desanville has just purchased a yellow Livestrong bracelet. He says he admires Armstrong's cancer fight.
And it's because of him that I started following the Tour de France. He's a star and an icon. If the Tour is known throughout the world, it's thanks to Lance Armstrong, and everyone agrees with that.
As Armstrong bids farewell to the Tour, organizers hope the new Contador-Schleck rivalry will keep the fans riveted. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.